Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Now, hello,
good evening,
and welcome. And here we are once again, a Friday night on Manx Radio and probably lots of other places as well. It is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And can you believe it? We're officially into spring. As a caveat, we can, of course, have every type of weather in any season. Or as any Manxman will tell you, on the same day. Nonetheless, there is a definite change on the way, but fear not, as we'll still bring our best to bring you something hot, cool, and definitely swinging. So, H, what early bloomers have grabbed your ear this week, or are you still digging into the barrel of the late autumn crop?
Yeah, I realised I didn't get round to Craig Taborn last week, so we'll certainly fit him in this week. Turnaround with Dave Liebman Group. Great one from a few years back. I've been enjoying that one. Clark Tracy's been out with the Jazz Champions, and we'll try and squeeze in a bit of Jim Black and Alaska Maxis.
And from me, we relish the old from the new. We fill our lungs with hope. We're on it, on the side, and to start, something from trumpeter and composer Naoya Ogura's debut big band release, Colours of a Journey. Here's Moon.
Thank you.
Moon, taken from the debut big band release Colours of a Journey from 32-year-old trumpeter and composer bandleader Naoya Ogura. Growing up in Kobe, Japan, Ogura reflects, as a child, I would record my own melodies on cassette tapes and attempt to notate them even though I couldn't write music properly. One day, I played one of my simple tunes on the piano, and my uncle, a professional organist, spontaneously added chords which transformed my plain melody into something vibrant and full of colour. And he credits this experience as the inspiration for the album, a story in 9 parts documenting his musical journey through graduate studies and tours in Japan with his university big band, and later with his own septet, before relocating to New York studying jazz composition at the Aaron Copland School of Music in Queens. The album's got 5 original compositions and 4 standards, and came out in late January, and is well worth a listen.
Certainly is. Good title as well, Moon. I like that. I'm going to start where I left off. I realised at the end of last week's, or week before last programme, the last jumping in, that is, that I didn't manage to get Craig Taborn in one of his latest out on ECM with the great lineup of a trio of Craig, Tomika Reid and Ches Smith, Dream Archives, which sees Craig on piano, keyboard and electronics, Tomika Reid on violoncello and Ches Smith, drums, vibraphone, percussion and electronics as well. And it covers a broad spectrum, this one. It really is something you never quite know what you're going to get on the next track. It's a really good mix. And apparently the German daily, the Hamburger Abendblatt, found nothing but praise for a live performance, calling it unpredictable and exhilarating. Have a listen to them on Paul Motion's, and a great take on one of Paul Motion's classic tracks, Mumbo Jumbo.
Thank you.
Mumbo Jumbo by Paul Motion. You probably didn't recognise it for the first 20 or 30 seconds before the melody comes in there, taking it at a slower pace than Paul did on much of his many takes he'd done on Mumbo Jumbo over the years. Craig Taborn on piano there and keyboards as well. Tamika Reid, violoncello and Ches Smith on the vibraphone and electronics and added percussion as well. A real mixed bag, as I say, but something... not car music, as we say again. It's not really one to listen to when you're driving that much. Quite a lot of subtle stuff going on there. Good late night music, or one to listen to rather than stick on in the background whilst you're making soup, I think. But I've enjoyed it. And Craig himself, well, you can check him out. We had a wonderful interview with him, ooh, 2 or 3 years ago now. I think we had him down the line talking about some of his latest works. A really interesting character who's played in all sorts of different situations and probably more as a sideman than as leader quite often. But made a MacArthur Fellow last year, an honour he receive for being a rare artist of unusual depth and originality who enhances musical collaborations and composition through his expansive exploration of sound, technique and instrumentation, as they said in the foundation. And I'm not going to argue with that. Check it out. It's on ECM. It came out last month or something, I think. And it's called Dream Archives.
Quite often has new music on his website as well. Next up for me, an exciting release for any fans of the music of the great Kenny Wheeler. Not on ECM this time. This first release of a 1995 studio session of the Kenny Wheeler Sextet, What Was, is an all-star release hidden in a cupboard since then and now seeing the light of day thanks to False Walls Records and CJ Mitchell. From it, here's Newness. newness from the recently released album What Was from the Kenny Wheeler Sextet. So how do these recordings come to light? Well, Evan Parker instigated and produced four sessions with Kenny and the Sextet between 1995 and 2003, with a compilation of tracks released in 2003 entitled Dream Sequence, which I think you'll have as well, probably, H. One track of the Sextet was on that session, which is on this album, but Kind Folk, that track was. But here is the 1995 session released in full, entitled What Was, and boy, it is definitely worth the wait. Kenny was 65 at the time, at the height of his renewed career, and this session was recorded in February 95, just a couple of months before the recording of Angel Song, his most successful release. So what of the band? Well, I'm sure Kenny fans will have guessed some of the lineup: Ray Worley on alto sax and flute, Stan Saltzman on tenor sax, John Paricelli on guitar, Chris Lawrence on the bass, Tony Levin at the drums, and of course Kenny Wheeler on the flugelhorn. And the album will be released on April the 17th from falsewalls.co.uk or Bandcamp, and can be pre-ordered from either of those places.
Hi, this is Clark Tracy. You're listening to Jumpin' In on Manx Radio.
Terrific, enjoy that. Matrix, my chick career played there by the jazz champions. Who they, I hear you ask.
Who they?
That's it. Well, it's Clark Tracy, as you might have gathered from the beginning. Clark Tracy leading from the drums. Evergreen, Art Thiemann. How long's he been going? 50 years plus, and of course, an eye surgeon as well back in the day. I think he's retired from the surgery. Still playing, though. Art Thiemann on reeds, Simon Allen reeds, Dave Newton piano, Andrew Klangert on bass, and also Sylvia McEwen guests vocals on a track, funnily enough, called We Are the Champions. And Clark says inside, he said, yeah, well, this came out of in April last year. I had a 24-date UK tour booked, but no band. With little support from the usual suspects, I turned to some of my oldest, most trusted colleagues, and we've been playing to sold-out houses ever since. And he sort of lists them, saying, you know, I've been playing with Art, he says, for over 50 years. We started playing back in 1978. Dave Newton, no stranger to the Isle of Man, the UK's most awarded pianist. Andy Klangert, our outstanding bassist. And he said, I didn't want to call it just the Clark Tracy Quintet. I wanted to show off the fact I now had the cream of a generation nearer my own rather than a lot of the Young Turks he works with quite often. So he said, I eventually settled on the Jazz Champions. And then later on, I was listening to Freddie Mercury's lyrics on We Are the Champions and thought there was a great poignancy to my predicament at the time. So I asked Simon to write a modern arrangement of that and asked Sylvia to come along and sing it. So he says, a great big thank you to my band members and those friends who stuck with me in a year that was my most challenging to date, and a nod towards my mother, whose fighting spirit motivated me to push back. Well, yeah, no into that. A lovely chap as well. We haven't seen him for quite some time, but he's always great to see live, and he's been driving that sort of modern post-pop jazz forward since, well, with Stan, and of course, and has been carrying the flag since we lost Stan a few years ago. The Jazz Champions is on Greyhound Records, and well worth checking out. You can get a download or a real CD like that.
Yeah, and a nice chap, always has time to have a chat if you go and see him live. And in fact, on his own record label, re-released a lot of Stan's out of print.
Oh, loads.
Releases too.
Well, there was some of it. I was asking one time about that. I used to like Hexad, and he said, yes. Yeah, there was a problem getting some of the Hexad stuff out. Anyway, we've
depends,
lived in hope.
Depends which label they were on originally, yeah. Doesn't it, I think. Next up, an artist who we've followed for at least 20 years, I would say. Bassist, composer, band leader, and a thoroughly nice chap to boot, Jasper Hoiby, whose band Phrenesis were firm favourites for many years since their debut release back in 2007. But since leaving that band, Jasper's been focusing on a number of projects, including Fellow Creatures, Planet B, Red Kite, and his Three Elements Piano Trio, who have their third release due for a release at the end of March. Jasper takes great inspiration from our need to care for the planet and the environment. The album is called Conversations of Hope, and from it, here's Breathing. Thank you. Breathing from the forthcoming release Conversations of Hope from Jasper Hoiby's Three Elements Piano Trio, and very fine it is too. Jasper composed all the music, and if you've had the chance to catch them live, his performances are always an immersive experience, with generally photographs and imagery being shown on the Mac about a lot of amazing photographs of the planet and why we need to care for it. The trio, featuring Nauma Acuña on drums and Xavi Torres on piano with Jasper on bass, are touring following the release on Edition Records on March the 27th, and the album is available for pre-order now.
Good stuff indeed. Enjoyed that very much, Lee. Andy, such a nice guy. He just came over and had a chat with us last time we were there. Hey, boys, having a beer? And came over, had a chat. Usually has a good grumble about something. Swears quite a bit about politicians and the environment and Mr. Trump, and then wandered off. sometimes you just sort of, you know, look through your racks, don't you, and think, well, I haven't played something for quite a long time. And my sort of row of Jim Black and Last No Axis. I don't know how many albums they've got out on the wonderful Winter and Winter edition. I used to love their. You don't see them knocking around. I don't think Winter and Winter is going anymore, but they used to be great, the CD cases, because instead of the self-destructing crystal cases, they're made out of lovely sort of corrugated cardboard with thick black cardboard interiors. Always look really arty and tasty, and they're just sort of durable. They look good, and they last. They don't snap or break or whatever, and the CD just sort of slots inside. Brought out quite a few on Winter and Winter, quite a few elsewhere, but I think virtually all of the Last No Axis was on Winter and Winter. I could be behind a couple of albums now. I must admit I haven't looked for a while, but I just pulled one out at random and had a listen last night, and I thought, yeah, come on, we'll feature a little bit of this. So here he is with Last No Axis from the album Hadjar, and this track is called Char.
Thank you.
probably recognise the music of Ornette Coleman. Turn Around the album, the Dave Liebman group, Dave Vic Juris, Tony Marino and Marco Monsinko a few years ago with a great take on that one on cross-breeding. And before that, Jim Black from 2004 with his group Last No Axos with a Chris Speed on tenor sax and also plays accordion and Casio tone. And one more, Hilmer Jensen on the guitars, or Jensen, Skúli Thorsson on bass and Jim himself on drums, Willits a piano, melodica and hand sonic, whatever that is.
Dave Liebman, another prolific output man. Loads and loads of stuff. Well, that's about it for this show. But before we go, there's just a band for a track from the recently released Pat Metheny album Side Eye 3 Plus. Pat is that rare thing in jazz, an artist which appeals to virtually everybody and financially successful too, with a career covering half a century, 20 Grammy Awards, 3 gold discs, and new releases are to be treasured. His recorded legacy runs to over 100 releases, work with, of course, Gary Burton, John Zorn, Steve Reich, Dewey Redman, Michael Brecker, Ornette Coleman, the Pat Metheny Group with Lyle Mays, Orchestrion, and many, many more. And his latest project focuses on young, up-and-coming musicians, Side Eye 3 Plus. The first outing under the name Side Eye, NYC, was a live trio recording in New York with James Francis on keyboards and Marcus Gilmore at the drums, with Pat on guitars and the Orchestrion. The new release is an entirely different matter. His first studio album in 6 years, with a trio at its core, Chris Fishman on piano and keyboards, Joe Dyson at the drums, adding Jermaine Paul on bass. But there are another 14 musicians in the mix, plus Pat, of course. From it, here's In On It, and we'll be in on it again in a couple of weeks. Until then, bye for me.
Yep, and bye for me. Be good.
Enjoy.